Okay, guys, gals, welcome back. Episode 5. At some point, we're gonna have to stop counting these episodes.
Yeah, why are we still counting?
Valentine's Day edition.
Ooh, special edition.
Ooh, limited
Happy
edition.
Valentine's Day. I love when people say it with the M.
I've never heard that.
I've never heard that.
When they're like, I think it's from a movie or a show, when he's like, Happy Valentine's Day.
Merry Christmas.
Cool.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Or whatever, if you celebrate it.
We don't.
Or Galentine's Day.
True.
I've never...
Galentine's. No.
The Galentine's
She was
Day.
About to just say Valentine's
I was about
Day.
To say Valentine's
I was just going to say, fun fact, I don't think I've ever really celebrated a Galentine's Day. Does last year count?
Yes, we did last year.
Do you want to share with
also, the... can it be Valley Valentine's Day? Yes,
okay, that's the pun I was trying to get to. I just couldn't get there.
All right.
So what did you do last Galentine's Day?
Sydney, go. Sydney, this is... I forced her into this Galentine's Day.
Yeah, true Valentine's Day. Samara and I shared together.
Very romantic.
1 year ago, we went to see Parasite, the smash
cinematic
Korean film. Yeah, cinematic masterpiece. Samara didn't tell me it was a horror movie.
It wasn't.
A thriller movie.
It's a psychological
it doesn't matter,
thriller.
Dude. I don't like those things. And you didn't tell me until we got into the chairs.
Yeah.
And I already paid.
Because I knew if I did, you wouldn't come. So that was
manipulation. A twisted Galentine's Day.
But wasn't it good? Did you like it?
It was so good.
Yeah, I did like it. But it made me scared that someone was...
Sydney came home after and she legit thought someone was hiding in her
closet. I checked it.
You never know. You could have a secret door somewhere.
Yeah. No, we had that like one closet and I was like 100% someone could live in there.
Yeah, so that was the one and only Galentine's Day I ever had, was watching a Korean thriller at a Davis cinema with lots of other couples.
Oh my God. I was like, how many people think we're lesbians right now?
Oh my God.
Scale? Okay, rate that Galentine's Day on a scale of 1 to 10.
Oh, 10. Easy money.
As a date, was I good?
Easy money.
Did you guys hold hands?
I was going to say, if you were like my a boyfriend, like,
oh
yeah, that'd be
God.
A great date.
Stop. Yeah. We parked like really far away at the train station. There was like a long walk. Pretty romantic.
That is kind of romantic. You got time to like warm up, get to know each other.
We planned it well. Yuki, have you celebrated a Galentine's Day?
Not that I can remember.
Have you celebrated a real Valentine's Day?
Yeah, last year Ricky and I, we just got Domino's and like
Domino's
chilled.
She's had too many real Valentine's Days to have
I've had one Valentine's Day. I've had one.
Obsessions of the week, guys? Anyone? Yuki?
Okay, I can go. I read...
Don't get too excited about it, Yuki.
Curb your enthusiasm.
Please.
So this week I read Concrete Rose by Angie Thomas. It's actually the prequel to The Hate U Give.
Oh, that sounds really familiar.
Woo!
Yeah.
You needed some enthusiasm in there.
Okay, it was actually really good. I went through a reading slump. I didn't read a book for a week. I was depressed.
Oh, Yuki. Oh, my goodness.
I wasn't actually depressed, but I just...
Are you
read...
okay?
I was not. No, I was. I was fine.
Okay, I'm getting mixed messages.
I think we should pause this podcast to, like, talk about, like, do you want to unpack this, like, off air? Like,
yeah.
We'll circle back to that.
I just read a really good book, and then it was really hard. But then Concrete Rose was really good. It was actually in The Hate U Give, like, it focuses on this one girl, and the prequel is about like her father and like the choices he made that led to their like life and stuff. It was really good.
Sounds intense.
Is The Hate U Give a movie?
Yeah, it's a movie.
Oh, okay, that's why.
Bro, if you saw my Instagram poll, I had a little action going
on.
No,
I saw that, and I couldn't participate in any of them because there wasn't one where I've like done both. Like,
say,
it was always one or the other.
Yeah, same. But Stardust is a classic. How have you not seen Stardust?
I have literally never heard of it in my life.
Oh my,
I don't know what that
have
is.
You heard of Stardust?
Oh my God. You guys, it's on Netflix now. Go watch it. It's so good. It's a fantasy movie.
Yeah.
No. It's so good.
A lot of people said Stardust was really good, though.
It's such a fun... I didn't even know it was based off a book.
That's Neil Gaiman.
Cool.
He wrote like a lot of...
Thanks, Neil.
Yeah.
Neil, we love you. That's, yeah, great movie.
Sid, what's your obsession of the week?
Okay, I'm going to keep it short and sweet. My obsession this week has been Ben & Jerry's half-baked ice cream because I've never had Ben & Jerry's until, like, I think that was last year. We all shared a pint.
What?
No, I don't know.
Did you just say a pint?
Bro, I would have said that too. I was shook that you hadn't had Ben and Jerry's before.
Oh.
Bro,
it's definitely a pint.
People definitely say pint.
Who says pint?
I'm stuck. I could go either way.
No, it's like a pint of beer. Like, you order a pint.
That's a lot of beer.
Okay, I've never said that word before. I don't usually get things by the pint.
Yeah. It's only like in like a British pub or something.
They the do gallon that. And the half gallon.
Isn't that
guys can bigger? Win, but I think it's, yes.
Well, yeah, yeah. But if there's a family of five people, why would I buy stuff by the pint?
I see. I thought you were saying that individually you order a gallon of something.
Oh, no. Anyways.
Half baked.
Thoughts on it?
It's delicious. I don't usually like brownies that much, but I like it in the ice cream. Is that? And I don't usually like texture. Cookies. I don't like cookies.
What's in half baked? Explain it to me.
Cookies, cookie dough, brownies.
Oh. Chocolate chips?
No.
Oh.
And caramel? Vanilla and chocolate ice cream. It's very simple. It's probably their like most simple one, honestly, because there's like a lot of stuff going on.
Moose tracks. Have you tried Chunky Monkey?
No, that sounds like something I wouldn't like. There's nuts in that, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. I just know that name.
I don't like Chunky gal. Monkey.
I don't. There's bananas. Do they have Chunky bananas. Monkey?
Yeah, Chunky Monkey's a thing.
That's a flavor.
No, I know, but like specifically Ben and Jerry's. I thought we were talking about Ben and Jerry's specifically.
Yeah, yeah, that's their flavor. It's called Chunky Monkey.
Oh, I just thought that was like a flavor in the world.
I think it is, but I think they also have their own.
That's new. Yeah.
But they have some other trademarked ones, like all the talk show host ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to try those. I've also had very little Ben and Jerry's in my lifetime.
Stephen Colbert's.
Yeah. Americone Dream
yes.
is what it's called. We're such Colbert fans. Oh,
the Netflix has one now too. It's called like, I can't remember, but it's cool. That's my obsession.
Nice. Now I want ice cream.
This is so dumb. Anyways, it's been really getting me through the week. My sister left me for college.
Oh, she left?
No, boo.
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 Boo higher education. Just kidding.
Boo trains.
College is worth it.
Oh, God. Move on.
Find out if college is worth it. Listen to our past episode.
Good plug, Kiki. Not to plug our own podcast, but
to plug our own podcast.
Yeah, so going off that, if you want to hear us talk about if college is worth okay. it.
So Mackenzie's gone.
Yeah, why would you talk? Why would you bring it up again?
Okay, sorry.
I want to move on with my life.
She's going to pull a pint out of her pocket.
Anyone says pint.
Okay.
One more time.
A pocket pint.
Guys, I don't, also, is it, I was thinking about this the other day. Do I say syrup? You say syrup. I say syrup.
Yes. You say syrup. Also, you guys can weigh in. It's definitely syrup.
Yeah, it's syrup.
My obsession of the week, it's kind of boring too, I think, but I have been super into researching about like finance and invest.
Okay, so
oh my God.
And wait. Why are you guys laughing at me?
Because I said ice cream.
What do you want me to say? A cookie?
Finance in my future.
Well, they're not always like that every week, but this is just what happened this
okay,
week.
Okay, nerd.
Oh, God.
Next time I'll come with something heavier.
But I just want to say that I finally forced myself to learn a bit more about it, and it's been pretty enlightening. So if you guys have any questions,
how much did you invest?
None yet, but soon.
What are you going to invest in?
What is, do you think, the minimum number?
Oh, so who's interested now?
No, what is the minimum number that you would invest?
Minimum number?
Like minimum amount, because it has to be like enough for you to like make something.
Sid wants to know how much money you have and how much
no,
you're
no, no. Like ideally.
I honestly
or
think.
Or like what percentage of, I don't know.
Yeah, I think.
What percentage works. Of your salary would you invest in? How much is your salary?
And what stocks would you buy?
Give me some.
No, I was going to say, I think because we're so young, we can start super small, like even like $100 a month or something like that, even if that's all you can spare.
Oh,
but
I'm doing it wrong.
I'm sure you're doing it fine. I haven't even done it yet.
I have zero stock.
Well, one day.
I have Bitcoin.
Oh, God.
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, honestly. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like it's important to be a little bit more educated on it because it's, I feel like everyone has to eventually do it, you know? Like, you need to get involved somehow.
Might as well start now.
Yeah, might as well start
now. Probably
won't,
though. Make me feel anxiety about it by saying that I need to get started.
You should. Well, once you, like, start, you know, have enough. The rest of your life is stable enough where you can think about it.
Okay, because finance TikTok was like, they were like, yeah, finance. So say you put $5,000, and I was like, bro, that seems like a lot to be kissing goodbye at one time. Am I ready?
But I wouldn't going to see good returns, though.
Well, yeah, but then again, we're like 22, 23. Like, you don't have to put, like, you have time.
Ricky's uncle's job is like Bitcoin. Like, he purely invests in Bitcoin and stocks and stuff like that. That's his job.
When someone says Bitcoin to me, I'm, like, entirely lost.
I just don't ask me the details of it.
Okay.
Good. Because I won't understand.
Yet your money's in it. Let's reassess that.
Okay, let's be honest. My dad's Samara's money.
Coming with an attack today.
Hey, it's tripled. It was originally, like, 200 and now it's, like, 1,500.
Yeah, but...
That's way more than tripled. I can't do math.
Long term. Bro, think long term. Yeah, so that's... I don't know. It's been a pretty... I feel like for all of us, a pretty low-key week. So our obsessions are a bit scattered and random, but it's just a bit of what we did this week.
Or not a lot going on.
Not a lot going on. Anyway, moving on into the topic, Valentine's Day. What are you guys' thoughts on Valentine's Day as a whole? Like, do you like Valentine's Day?
I used to hate it. I used to be like...
I thought you still hated it.
I used to be like... I hate Valentine's Day. Like, why would it's dumb? But, you know, now there are people that need to get it out. They need to buy a card. They need to have flowers and chocolate. And, like, if that's what you need.
And Sydney's like, and that's not me. I am not one of those judgment, people. But...
No. Those things are great.
Just they're not for me.
Just receiving gifts is not my love language.
What is your love language?
Quality time. You that's should know that.
I know. I was telling for the audience. It was for the audience.
My thoughts on Valentine's Day. I kind of feel the same way as Sid. I don't know. I mean, like, I don't think Ricky and I are doing anything big. Like, I'd rather just celebrate, like, birthdays.
You had to say that? You had to say you and Ricky aren't doing it.
Again, guys, every time she gets the chance, it's thrown in there.
Okay, guys, it's Valentine's Day. I can't, like, not
so
say anything.
You can. For asking, Smart Eyes.
So thanks for asking my boyfriend and I on our plans for Valentine's Day. It's actually our 1 year and 5 months anniversary on Valentine's Day.
Good my for boyfriend. You.
I feel like I've been stabbed.
3 times. So basically, you don't like Valentine's Day?
No, I just don't. Like, the hype, like, it's nice, but I feel like the hype isn't there.
This is my thing on Valentine's Day. It can be very, like, lonely.
Only if you think about it. Just
yeah,
pretend
that's what I'm
saying. It's another day.
Yeah, but for people who, like, are prone to comparing or feeling like...
Are you saying you want to do something Valentine's Day?
Oh, yeah.
Are you waiting
get, you
for
get
the
all
invite?
My cues, bro.
I feel like we all have the same thoughts, which is, it's nice, but it's not, like, a big deal.
Yeah, it should be taken with a grain of salt. That's, I think, the best way to sum it up.
I would rather, like, actually celebrate, like, a different, like, special occasion. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
What's your favorite occasion to celebrate with your loved one?
I think
Christmas.
Well, I haven't. Ricky's always been in New York, so we never actually, like, celebrated Christmas together. But
he's always been in New York.
Okay, two Christmases.
He's always on the road.
he's got business trips.
Yeah. Stocks. He's
visiting
he's
a big
Wall Street
guy.
Some nice stuff for your birthday.
Yeah, no, he didn't. For my birthday, it was really nice. He won tickets to Cursed Child.
He got you a cake.
Oh yeah, he did get me a cake. That
was
nice.
So nice. I want to buy a cake for someone. You.
Thank you.
Your birthday's coming
up. Someone is you.
Hers is first.
Yeah, I'm gonna buy my own.
That's about. I mean, how will you know exactly what you want if you don't buy it yourself?
You tell someone exactly what you want.
No, but then it ruins the surprise.
And you buy it.
Wait, what? My mom always asks me, like, what kind of cake
I'm
do you
sorry,
want?
I'm sorry, you buying it doesn't ruin the surprise, but you telling someone what to buy ruins the surprise.
Okay, I guess my mom does ask me what.
Yeah, it's your birthday cake.
Yeah, you have to know.
What I was going to say is, I actually was listening to a podcast the other day, and I came across this really interesting stat about dating in the Bay Area. And he was saying he was this author of this book about, it's called Datanomics, where he basically, like, looks at the different ratios of, like, men and women in different cities and, like, the dating outcomes because of that. Anyway, basically, he randomly threw in a stat in Santa Clara County specifically.
That's here.
That's spooky.
The ratio of college-educated men to women is higher, so there's more, like, college-educated men per woman. And so the rate of, like, successful relationships here is a lot higher and the divorce rate is a lot lower. Compared to, like, New York or any other city where it's, like, flipped. Because a big problem with dating right now is that the number of college-educated women is going up a lot. A lot of women have the standard of wanting a guy with a college degree for some reason. And so, yeah. So, I don't know. I just thought that was really funny that the divorce rate in the Bay Area is apparently low compared to other cities.
Are you going to say I'm getting divorced?
No, I wasn't even thinking about that. Are you married?
No.
Everyone, just say your status right now.
But isn't that so interesting? Like, do you guys think that's valid? Kind of...
Okay, that's interesting because, well, I guess maybe it's a trend that divorce rates are just going up in general. And that is true.
Not here.
No, but that is true, like, in my experience with people that I know. Like, there have been more divorces.
Divorces are going up in general, sure, but the fact that the Bay Area divorce rate is low is really interesting, which I'm not surprised though, because I feel like out of a lot of the people I know, I don't know too many divorced parents, for example.
Yeah, that's true.
Within our circle, for example.
I feel like I know a lot, a good amount.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I can only think of like a handful compared to all the people that I...
Yeah, and also I feel like it more happened like when we were older. Like,
yeah.
Not that I can remember in like elementary school or anything. Maybe I was just oblivious. But also, yeah, that's an interesting point. Yeah. It's an interesting trend.
So that's on dating in the Bay Area.
On TikTok that when there's a woman that everyone's like, why is she single? She's so pretty and smart and accomplished. It's because men tend to date and marry down. So they like ignore.
Mm.
Which really? Makes sense.
They're intimidated.
I don't know if that's the case, but they just tend to marry down.
Well,
kind of sad.
That is sad.
And
is
maybe
that...
girls have higher standard? I don't know.
That's a thing though. Yeah. That's like the reason that there's so many of those cases where everybody feels like there's all these eligible women or whatever and they can't seem to find anybody. It's like proven that a lot of that is due to the increase in women who are getting degrees and the decrease in men who are getting college education. And for some reason, that's a big factor for a lot of people, which it really kind of shouldn't be. But just like with the society and the times that we live in. And a lot of men are now moving into more blue-collar fields. So, and people who have, like, this prejudice against that. So there's this kind of big divide that's sort of happening in the current, like, dating scene. And this is the guy, he, like, wrote a whole book about this and did all this research.
Wow.
So I don't know. That was just an interesting...
Go women.
Well, yeah, but also, like, you don't lower your standards. Like, college education isn't, like, the be-all and end-all.
My boyfriend doesn't have a college degree.
Preach it. Yell it from the rooftops.
Would he appreciate you saying that?
I just felt like it was relevant.
No, exactly. But that's what I'm saying. Like, for a lot of people, that might be a deal breaker, but it shouldn't be, is what I'm trying to say. I don't think it should be, at least.
So, women, we're sorry that you're alone, but you're not alone in that pool of people.
You're not alone in being alone.
Aw.
That was touching, Yuki.
Thank you.
What are you guys' thoughts on online dating? What are your experience levels? From on a scale of 0 to 10. With 10 being you've gone on more than...
This is a very specific scale.
So how many dates have you been on? What's your experience?
How many
with
dates
online
have
dating?
You been on from an online dating app?
What's your experience?
Zero.
Oh, no, I can't say zero.
Smart. You asked the question.
Smart. How many online dates have you been on from online dating?
Like, I've met one person through online dating.
What were your thoughts on it? I feel like you have the most experience.
But, which is really not a good sample size. Online dating, you know... I think in our day and age, it's almost a necessity, which is really sad. But I mean, it's not all bad. I think it has a lot of positives. You can meet people through it. You can meet people successfully through it. But it's not the best. Like, if I could meet someone in person, 10 out of 10, I would prefer it. I'm also feel like that's really hard. And you have to be the type of person who's going to be proactive to meet someone in person too.
Especially during COVID right
now.
Oh, it's like,
yeah,
impossible
no,
to meet someone.
You can't. Like meeting someone after even online dating with COVID. Like it's a whole different ball game right now. But yeah, I mean, it's hard because you can't have it the best of both ways. You can't be like, oh, online dating is so dumb, but then also not even try to meet someone in person. So you kind of have to pick your battles. I don't know.
Did it feel like unnatural?
A little bit, yeah. I mean, listen, first of all, it's hard if you've also never like spoken on the phone with them or anything before because you don't know what they sound like.
Is that a big thing for you? Be honest.
What?
What their voice sounds
like.
Yeah,
for sure. I think so. And also, you don't know their mannerisms. You don't know like their body language. Like these are things that if you meet someone in person, you have an idea, right? You get certain vibes like off that person, which you get none of that via virtual. So it's weird. I don't know, but maybe you get used to that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have like experience in it, but I feel like maybe a plus side of that would be that it lowers the stakes a bit, because then if it doesn't work out, you're like, well, it was through online and I didn't know.
But it was like you met and fell in love or something like that, like at a bar or whatever.
But isn't that also a con? I feel like then everybody goes in with such low expectations and people are less willing to try hard.
But then I think it makes it special because when it does click, then it like then you know.
Yeah. And when you don't have to try. I feel like that's when it's like good. When it, like the conversation is easy and like you're feeling good, that's a good sign.
I think another thing with online dating, though, is that on a first date, you spend so much time just sussing the other person out, feeling whether or not they're like lying to you. Have you been catfished in any way? You know, just like, not like a major catfish, but just in like little ways. And I feel like so much of it is just making sure they're a normal person, that it's just hard. Like you have, it's almost like so many more hurdles that you have to get through when you're, it's almost, it's a blind date. It's literally a blind date.
Yeah. I mean, even, you know, how they text or the good pictures that they chose of themselves, but like
that's it.
It's literally a highlight reel.
Yeah. So
would you go on a blind date if I sent you up on one?
Yes, because then you that's the thing, though. I think even a step better than that is if a friend sets you up, because at least they have vouched for the person, you know what I mean?
If Yuki lined up a blind date and I lined up a blind date and you could only pick one, whose blind date would you go on?
You're Sydney.
Oh.
Can I ask why?
No.
Okay.
Sometimes you just gotta bite the bullet and at least give it a try.
That was my thing. Like, when I was on, like, Tinder and stuff like that, I, like, never actually had any intention of, like, meeting anyone from it or going on a date. It was, like, almost like all the guys hate this, I know, but, like, almost like a...
experimental
no, thing. Yeah, like an ego-stroking confidence thing, like, which is definitely true.
I feel like that's common.
Yeah, like, you swipe through, or it's just, like, a fun thing, but, like, it was really scary to, like, actually talk to someone. I never did.
Even though it's online, you still feel kind of vulnerable in a way, because...
Yeah, definitely be spooked.
Yeah, for sure. So, I mean, it has its pros and cons. It's very much a big part of the modern dating scene, though. So, it's honestly, I feel like at this point, if you're not on a dating app, people are like, you haven't tried a dating app? Like, what are you doing?
I haven't tried, like...
I know, and that's, like, rare. You don't think so?
I mean, just thinking off of the people that I know that are dating someone, I don't think I know anyone that's, like, from an app.
My friend Claire, she's been dating her boyfriend now for, I guess, almost a year, but they met on... Hinge. So that's like one of the only success stories I know.
It's rare. I feel like success is very
actually
low.
Some girl from my class just got married, but she met her boyfriend from Tinder 3 years ago.
Oh my goodness.
That's cool.
Yeah.
My uncle, I don't know where he met his wife. Somewhere on the interwebs.
There you go.
Yeah, it's just such a, it's such a cult. Like, it's everywhere now. It's not even...
It's a cult?
Cultural, sorry.
Oh.
I
was like, yo, are you in something?
You just gotta find the niche app for you. There's Christian Mingle.
Farmers.
I don't know what it's
Farmers
called.
Farmers are us. We're gonna go with that. There's one for clowns.
There's a lot of like cultural ones too.
I'm sure there's a Bay Area one.
You think so?
I'm sure. There. Have you heard of what is called
Raya? That one's the really exclusive,
the celebrity one.
One.
Yeah, you have to like get an invite to it.
Oh,
Niall is on there.
Get me an invite.
I can't. I would.
Oh, I love Niall.
What's your app of choice?
I've only ever used Hinge.
What do you like about it?
I like that it gives you more info in the profile. It's not just pictures, which is nice.
Tinder's so like judgmental.
Tinder, I just don't even want to. Yeah.
Hinge is fun.
It is fun. It is really fun. But I can't really speak to that. I'm not like a dating app connoisseur. I'm the wrong person to be getting all your.
You have the most experience.
Yeah, just to get your insights. I've never been on Hinge, but I've seen other people's hinges. And I really think it's fun. And sometimes when I'm bored, I'll like Google the questions and ask them to people or myself. And it's just fun to answer them. I don't want to be on it.
They have some
but
solid
they have
questions.
Thought-provoking, fun questions.
That could be a job. Someone's job is to come up with those questions, bro. That could be your job.
Oh,
wanna
I would
know?
So do that.
Yeah. Well, also, I've never been on Bumble, but that scares the crap out of me.
I could not do Bumble because a girl has to message
That's
first
what I'm
and
saying.
That took away everything that I wanted.
That's a great way to put it, honestly.
That was perfect. Really though, because that's the thing too with online dating. You're so much more prone to just be like, I'm just going to
be
do
very
no
passive.
Work.
Yeah.
God, I feel bad sometimes for guys though.
It's tough.
My heart goes out because some people, I've realized some girls are like really mean.
Yeah.
They be saying some mean stuff in or just grext. Like very clearly not trying and just kind of, I guess it's being hard to get, but it just comes off mean. And I'm like, why would you, is it necessary?
Everyone's trying their best, you know, if it's not the right person, then move on.
Yeah, just be polite. Why can't, is that hard?
Did you know that I think in a survey they took, I'm full of stats today, guys. Apparently men are really attracted or prefer if the woman makes the first move.
Okay, I've heard that. I'll never do it still, even if
it's true.
I know,
but I'm just saying, like, it doesn't come across as desperate or anything.
It just feels desperate because it also just feels
It just feels scary.
I think it can also feel desperate, too. Maybe not on Bumble, but, like, if it's, like, a guy you have a crush on or something like that, like, making the first move low-key sounds desperate.
Yeah,
well, it depends on how you do it.
Yeah, it depends on the situation.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, that's an interesting... If you're thinking about doing it, try. It might not end badly.
Maybe the guy's not even thinking about it, too. And
exactly.
You, like...
I think a resolution that I need to make once COVID is over is to be more proactive, but I won't be.
We'll try and set you up.
No. Okay. No, but I mean, like, in situations where I think, do you know how many opportunities there are to really meet someone, but you're just too scared to approach them?
Stat?
No, this is life.
What's the stat on that, though?
Yeah. 90% of the people you see.
Okay, right now I can't think of any opportunities, but like in...
I mean, listen, even if you're, for example, say you're out at a bar or something and you see someone and you think they're like, even, you know, you think they're attractive or whatever, and they're just like talking with their friends, you could theoretically just go up to them and be like, hey, like, and say something. I don't know. You'd have to think about it a little bit, but even doing that, you never know what could happen.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But we're too scared to even do that, is what I'm just trying to say.
I feel like going up and saying, hey, that's too scary for me, but going near them and being like...
dead eye contact.
Just laugh really loudly with your friends or something.
Hit them on accident, bump into... Oh my
knock
God.
Knock their drink all over.
Bulldoze them. Oh my God, are you okay?
Can I buy you a drink?
Tune in next week for our tips on how to approach a guy.
How to approach a guy? Ask for their LinkedIn.
Ooh.
Oh yeah, Yuki, tell us more about that. That's how Yuki got...
Actually, I'd like to give a special shout out to Sydney.
Oh,
yeah, Sydney's a great
woman. Yeah, tell the story. No, this is why Smart would go on my blind date.
Yeah, that's actually true, though. No.
Because I just find someone off the street for you.
Oh, that's what I want.
Hey, Ricky was literally off the street. There's nothing wrong with the street. They have a beautiful relationship, and I found that on the street.
Not that.
Sorry, Ricky.
Let Yuki tell her story.
Okay, for all the listeners out there.
Our story.
It's our story. It really is. It really is.
Thank you.
We were just, the gals were out for a night at Patio, which is Palo Alto's one and only nightlife, pretty much.
It is, yeah.
It was getting late. We decided we wanted to go to Pizza My Heart, as you do, for some 2 a.m. pizza.
No, before. Wait.
Oh.
Okay.
Bro, how far back are you trying to go?
Bro.
No. We were in the club dancing away. And then there was this group of males and we were just kind of like, woo, and like didn't really think anything of it.
Can I just say that I don't remember that? I didn't see them.
Okay, well, I did because they were behind you and I was across the circle because we're always in a circle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And like they were behind you on the other side. And then we left and Emma and I were like, we have to have Pizza My Heart.
Yeah, I remember this because this is so funny because I literally did not want to go.
No one wanted to go but me and Emma.
I had to get up early the next morning and I was like, I just want to get out.
Yeah, that's valid and fair, but we made everyone go. Okay, continue.
Okay. Sorry. Well, anyway, there was some, I guess, premeditation here. But we went
all calculated.
We went to Pizza My Heart and then I don't even remember what happened. It was like 1 a.m. or something like that.
Yeah.
I just look and Sid's like talking to the guys behind us in line who are like half out the door. Like it was a weird situation.
Yeah, I was like in the doorway and then I turned around and I was like, hey, I know you guys. And then I was just started a conversation and I was like, meet my friends. After I decided, even though I was a little bit intoxicated, I was like, these seem like nice people. They seem legit, not sketchy. And so I was like, meet my friends. And then I don't know what happened. You take it
The off. Rest is history.
The rest is history and I don't remember it.
It really is truly history.
We just started talking.
I have a little tidbit in this whole story. My part that I played. I gave Ricky the LinkedIn. Some might say this was the most crucial part.
Some might say the introduction was the most crucial
okay,
part.
Okay, well, to back up, listeners, as we were leaving, I told Ricky, hey, you should add me on LinkedIn. And then I added him because he gave me his name and I added him, but his phone died. So he didn't know that I added him. So he was frantically trying to get my LinkedIn, but didn't want to ask me.
So he asked me.
Yeah, smart.
Yeah.
I was just sitting in
Pizza
My Heart.
Why didn't he ask me?
I think you were ordering pizza, bro. I was sitting down.
Where was my pizza?
But you were in line.
I.
Okay, this is not important.
It's important.
No, it's important to me because I was there. I was available to be asked.
Where was I?
You were in the bathroom.
Oh.
Everyone was playing their part.
Literally, as I go to the bathroom, he runs up to ask you.
I would pay so much money to see the security footage.
Oh my God.
Ricky and I have talked about that before. It would be so funny.
Oh, that would be great.
One thing I do want to say about that situation is that we met at Pizza My Heart, but we didn't go until our first date, like more than a week after. But I think it's kind of similar to online dating because we texted for like that whole time. And I think that if we hadn't texted, like, I don't think I would have felt as comfortable on our first date. Like, I felt super comfortable with him by the time we actually met up again.
Yeah. Well, because A, you already saw what he looked like in person.
Yeah, but I barely remembered it.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like I didn't have time to think about like his manners. Yeah. Or
anything. I mean, texting is still a huge help.
Yeah.
It's a great story, man. It never gets old.
Yeah, one for the books.
Yeah, really, really though. All right, guys, I have some dating deal breakers here. Do a little rapid fire round if you guys are down.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
All right. Okay, guys, here we go. Some of these are going to be, do you guys want the serious ones first or the like funnier ones?
Start out with a funny
Surprise
one.
Surprise me.
Okay. They only watch documentaries.
Okay, that's literally Ricky. Ricky, literally.
It's not a deal breaker.
I think we've seen like 2 movies. No, 7. The Harry Potter movies. That's it.
He only watches documentaries?
He loves watching documentaries. He subscribes to like documentary Patreons.
I can already tell you that's a deal breaker for Sydney.
But they're all true crime, so I like it.
I would just say lifestyle differences. I do like a documentary, but only like a specific like kind of trashy.
Only a true crime documentary.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to watch one on like agriculture or something.
Yeah, if it's about, if it's Cowspiracy.
Oh my God.
No thanks. I do like a documentary. No hate on documentaries.
But not if they only watch.
Is it a deal breaker?
They don't watch anything else.
Yeah, that's it. That's their only. That's their TV of choice.
Movies, no movies, no TV.
They
Ricky
won't.
Does that?
They'll watch it with you, but they won't enjoy it.
To be honest, like
he watched Night Stalker.
That was a documentary. That was a docuseries.
Does he watch Criminal Minds?
No. The only show we really liked was Dead to Me.
I'm gonna think of one. You told me one that you guys were watching.
Oh, he'll rewatch shows.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's it. He won't watch new ones. But he won't.
What happened to him?
I don't know. Something happened. For these questions, we should do an ultimatum. Like,
yeah, I know. So for you, it's not a deal breaker. For Sydney,
that's when you bond, is when you watch stuff. So yeah, it's a deal breaker.
I agree with you, Sid. I would say yeah. I love a documentary. I really do. But I love my other entertainment. So
I think in general, if you only watch one thing and you can't watch anything else, like how are we gonna...
I mean, these are very extreme situations. And we're being decisive with our answers. But if I had to pick... It's a deal breaker. Okay. They don't use bedding.
Okay. That's a deal breaker. What the hell does
like,
that
no
mean?
Sheets on their bed. Okay. You know how some guys do that.
Deal breaker.
Yuki was so...
They can't use bedding or
they
don't want
don't.
To?
They just don't care to.
I would just make them.
No, but you can't. That's the point.
Yeah, that's a deal breaker. That's kind of gross. I don't want to...
They're going to be cold.
That's so unsanitary.
No, bedding. Like sheets, not blanket.
Wait, so... What do they sleep on?
The mattress. Yeah.
Oh, that's a deal breaker.
Isn't that gross?
It's so nasty. Gross.
All right, we're all on a consensus on that.
What the heck?
These are just really obscure.
I know
ones.
Like the like one pillow thing is a big thing. That's like a deal breaker for a lot of people because it's like if they only have one pillow and navy blue sheets,
oh my
then
God.
Like run.
Red flag. Okay. They refuse to order the same thing as you at a restaurant, but then they get mad because they weren't able to get what they actually wanted.
Low-key, I do that.
Because you need to get something different from someone, I
you
feel
You can't
like.
Order
yeah,
two.
Yeah, you can't.
Especially if there's only two of you and you're like, awkward. I'll have the same.
But every time you
How
go out.
How dumb does that sound? I'll have the same.
But every time you guys go out, they refuse to order the same thing.
I'm thinking, why do they want what I have? Every time.
No, I'm not saying it happens every time, but if it were to happen, like, they would put their foot down.
I just don't
Wait,
think
what?
It... I don't think it would bother me enough. I don't know.
Okay, so not a deal breaker.
I'm confused.
I'm just saying, like, if you were to go, like, they would never let it slide. Like, they would refuse to order the same thing as you. Like, in the
no,
in an
that's
instance.
That's not a deal breaker for me. I think that's just diversifying what the table has to offer.
Then you do family style at that point.
Exactly. I think that's...
More food.
I think that's a... admirable quality.
That's a must.
But then
it's
they
a deal
get
breaker if they don't do that.
But then they get annoyed. Yeah. But then they get annoyed because they weren't able to actually go with
it. Then we'll switch. It's not that deep, dude.
Come on, dude.
Be chill.
Talk if you want a man who does this,
Message us.
Message us. DM us. We've got someone looking for you.
But my point is that I'm that person. Just don't get mad at me when I do it.
I think
I will.
I'm just saying, if I clearly like your dish better, give it to me.
Yeah, that's valid.
That's a fair point, bro. Okay, they wear tennis shoes without socks.
Deal breaker.
Athlete's foot. Athlete's foot.
Absolute deal breaker.
That is going to be stinky.
Oh, that's so bad for you. They use a winky face as a form of flirtation, like through text.
Not a deal breaker.
What's wrong with that?
Definitely done that before. Some people
maybe think that's cheesy. It's not, I don't look at me.
Because you,
bro, I pulled these off the internet. Winky
faces.
I love a winky face.
Yeah, we send winky faces.
It's just the right amount of subtle.
Is there any emoji that you would be like, no?
I'm sure there are.
Too many emojis. That's a no.
The 100 is a red
flag. The prayer.
The 100 with the prayer. I'm gonna tap out
with the muscle. With the muscle arm.
Specifically, okay. The skull also.
The skull's fun though.
It's like ironically.
Yeah. It's so ironic. They play devil's advocate the whole date.
Oh, deal breaker.
That's me.
No, there's a different.
Sydney, you're a walking deal breaker.
If people do it just to do it, and they're like,
they just like to argue.
Yeah. Like, I feel like Sid, you're very chill about it.
Do you want to talk to me about it? Do you, like, is this a deal breaker?
Are you deviling me right now?
I'm advocating.
You're advocating.
I would say that's the deal breaker because I would just get really annoyed. I like a good argument, but if you're going to do it the whole time, like Sydney does to me, mm-hmm. it's testing me.
Yeah, especially if you're not
this
close.
This is an intervention. I get it.
If it's just the first date, then yeah.
Yeah, then it just comes across as, you like, condescending agree on something. Too.
But, like, yeah. Why do you feel that way?
Because yeah, she's trying to... I thought you were serious.
No, but see, that was good. That was chill. It wasn't like a, you know...
Okay, yeah. You don't like to talk about it.
No.
You just want me to blindly accept...
Yes, exactly.
...what you say.
Exactly.
And I feel like I can do that for you.
Ignorance is bliss, my friends.
True.
I'm going to get into some more serious things. They're not even that serious. They won't try new things, like, at all. They're pretty closed off to new experiences.
Deal breaker.
Or new foods.
Yeah, deal breaker.
Me too.
You want someone who can grow.
That's a classic deal breaker. Yeah.
Food is a big one. If they can't, if they're an ew.
Ew to you.
Exactly. Ew, don't come near me.
Yeah,
to you.
You're gross. No, yeah. We're all like foodies, so you need to expand your palate. It doesn't pay on the first date.
Not a deal breaker.
This is a very, like, divisive one. I feel like people have very strong opinions.
Here's my thought. I don't think the guy needs to pay every time, and I don't think he even needs to pay, but I think it would be nice to offer on the first date.
Him offer or you offer?
The guy. I'm sorry. Maybe I'm sexist, but I think so.
I don't think you're sexist. Okay. It's just the yes, no, nice to have box.
Yes.
It's the nice to have one.
Nice to have.
I think that's fair. That is nice. If someone offers, I would say I would feel bad if we didn't split it.
Yeah, I think it's always nice as the girl to offer or, like, make a gesture like you're prepared to split
yeah.
or whatever. But yeah, I think part of you sort of expects them to
you
pay
just
too.
Expect it.
Yeah.
I'm saying is I don't really understand the people that are like, if he doesn't pay, no, like, he's a terrible person.
Yeah, like, you're an adult, or maybe you're not, but you can pay for yourself. You're not. No one else is responsible for
totally,
you.
Totally, totally.
On Ricky and my first date when we went to Pizza Press.
Oh, here we go again, guys.
No, I was just going to say, only I got a pizza because he already ate.
That's so awkward.
He tricked you.
To be fair, it took me like an hour and a half because of traffic. So he was really hungry.
I remember
yeah.
that.
Yeah. But he like tipped.
Wait, so he ate the pizza before you got there?
No. He had Taco Bell. He had something else on the way. He was just really hungry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But at Pizza Press... He, of course, I, like, pulled out my card like I was going to pay, but then he tipped. I just thought that was so funny. You don't tip at, like, a... Maybe I'm not the
one. Some people are big tippers.
But he was trying so hard to impress me. He does not tip now at
all.
That's
so funny.
He was, like, that's adorable.
I, like, could tell he like, tipped, like, $4. I was like, bruh, like, take it back. You don't deserve that. Yeah.
Aw, that's cute.
All right, so that's not a deal breaker if they don't pay on the first date.
No.
Across the board, we're gonna say
absolutely
no on
yeah.
that. This came up earlier, but they're obsessed with social media. That's smart. Big deal breakers for you guys.
Yeah,
how can it not be?
You just don't want a clout demon. Like, you just,
looking back, you have to realize that if they're not a 307 boy, what are you doing? You're asking for it.
You really... want to explain what a 307 boy is?
Oh, the 307 boy is just like a guy who has 307 social media followers. Maybe he has like 11 Instagram posts or something like that. It's good. He's not active. He has a social media presence, but he's not on it for clout.
He's exactly. the perfect man.
He's
the perfect
sharing man. His life, but not searching for like validation or fishing or trying to paint a really specific picture of a certain lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Like, it's very authentic. He only really uses it to connect with his friends.
Or like memes or something like yeah, that. Yeah,
memes.
We love a meme.
Lifestyle meme alignment, I'm going to say.
If they don't send you memes, deal breaker, bro?
If they don't send you memes, they're not attracted to you. And that's the truth.
Sydney's dating advice 101.
My dating corner.
Okay, so that's a deal breaker. Yes. I would agree with that. I think if you're obsessed with social
now,
media.
Now, do the flip side of that, though, because we think that if they also don't have social media at all, that's a deal breaker, but no, you don't believe
it. I don't care about that. Yeah. If you don't have social media, whatever. If you're going to, like, be all high and mighty because you don't have social media, then that's a different thing. But if you don't have it because it's just not your thing.
I think it's weird.
I don't care.
What are you hiding?
Yeah. What can you know about them? Who are they?
You need
are they
to be able
real?
To stalk them, you know?
Exactly.
No, that's the thing. I'm glad I wouldn't want to be able to stalk them.
I 100%
need I need to know
something.
You need to know. You need to look at their Venmo at the very least. You need to find
I'm sure they have
never
Venmo.
Never done the Venmo thing. I've never gone that deep.
I'm
but.
Sure they have. If you don't have Venmo, then that's a deal breaker. But social media, not having social media, it's not a deal breaker for me.
You have to have. You just at least have to have an account. You yeah. don't have to have posted since 2011.
Exactly.
But also, I'll that's how this. I get my news.
I'll say this.
Okay. How will you know what's going
very
on?
Very valid.
It's definitely like if you're meeting them through a online app or something like that and they don't have social media, it's definitely a bit scary. But I think once you've met the person or if you meet them in person, then it's kind of sort of a side thing.
If they have a dating app but they don't have social media, that is a massive red flag.
I don't know. I'm just I
also thought that. It's like you'll only use the internet to date, but you won't use it to connect with your friends and like be seen.
What are you doing if you're not
If
I don't
you're one
know.
Of these men,
I don't want to know.
DM us.
Please don't DM us.
I think there's a lot
they
more
can't
people
DM us
like
because
that.
They have about social
say,
media.
I was about to say. Okay, last one, guys. They're stingy or they're a little bit tight with money.
Define stingy more. Use it in
they
a
won't
sentence.
Ever offer to pay for someone. They won't put their card down for like a tab for on at a restaurant ever if you're like with like
okay, that's
other
extreme.
People. I don't know, just stingy. I don't know.
I feel like there's a difference between doing excessive things to save money, extreme couponing, versus like stingy, like downright, like I'm not going
to. What? Extreme couponing?
DDS, deep discount shoppers.
Yeah, maybe.
That's a thing.
No, yeah, that's not what I'm talking about, though. That's okay. really, that's
okay,
like
then what
niche.
Are you talking about?
Well, I mean, okay, we can each give our own definition of what we're thinking, but I'm thinking stingy along the lines of. Like, you can tell, right, when someone's very, like, conservative with their money in a way where you almost feel like it gives off a little bit of a selfish vibe. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. to the point where it affects their personality.
Okay, well, if it's at the point where it affects their personality, that's definitely a deal breaker.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm pretty stingy, but, like...
So but, I... see, but then, okay, but then we also have, like, frugal. I feel like those are different things to me.
That's true. Maybe frugal, not a deal breaker. Stingy, maybe yes.
Yeah, because stingy to me is almost like
this is getting really technical.
Frugal is more just like you're not lavish with
yeah.
things you buy.
You buy the necessities.
You know what? This is honestly a biased question because stingy in and of itself is a negative connotation.
That's true. We getting literary.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have known people where, for example, they won't go out to eat because they don't want to spend the money. Is that frugal, you're saying?
That's a good question.
Because at some point, it becomes like, for example, right now, we can't really do much other than like have a picnic or something
mm-hmm.
or get food. But then them not wanting to buy a meal impedes what we're allowed to do
yeah.
because they don't want to spend. So
that's a good definition of, I think, stingy then.
Okay, that's stingy.
Yeah, sure.
I think if it were not COVID and you could just go out to a restaurant, that would just be frugal. Okay, not.
Okay, but then
I think anything in where it's affecting the like dynamics of the group and the people around you, then I would say that's stingy. So like in this case where if that's the only activity you can do and that person just refuses to partake, even though they like technically like you know like they can, but they just for their own reasons don't want to, like that is erring a bit on the side of stingy in my opinion.
I think then in conclusion, for me personally, I think it's not a deal breaker because if I'm able to have friends that exhibit some of those same behaviors, then I'd be okay.
That's a good answer.
It wouldn't be convenient. Maybe it would be a point of contention at some point. Like, they'd have to give a little bit.
Mm-hmm. You have to compromise.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, it's not. You have all the other stuff. It's a nice-to-have box, yet again.
What's the required for you?
All the requirements?
What's your top three requirements in a guy?
Top three would be kind, sense of humor, I don't know, smart.
You want to just take the three most textbook characteristics?
Yeah, I want to differentiate myself a little bit, but I really think the bar is not that high.
Okay.
Yuki? Or men everywhere.
No, you have to go first.
Okay, I'll try not to repeat what Sydney said.
I can change it up and not take three biggest if you want to take one of those.
It's okay. I don't want any of those things.
Oh.
I'm kidding. One, I would say they care about their health. That's a big thing for me. Yeah, they have to be, you know, lifestyle-wise, like, they're conscious of that. I would say they're... Oh, gosh. Sorry, Sydney. I have to take sense of humor, too. That's just so important. Sense of humor. And then third, I'll say...
I feel like something that's important for you is, like, they have goals and, like, ambition.
Like, driven?
Sure.
They have to be doing something.
That's what they have to be, like, having, like, a active lifestyle of some kind in that way.
You don't have to say that because I said it for you.
No, that's good. I'll go with that.
That can be a bonus one. I give one to you.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. That's a bonus. That's a fourth.
I'm so blessed. Yuki?
I think, well... Sorry, you guys both already said it, but sense of humor is just so important.
I think that's across. I think, like, almost everyone looks for that. And not just any sense of humor, but one that matches yours.
Mm-hmm. We want a comedian.
Mine are, like, also the big three. Like,
think about Ricky. What does he have?
You know,
you want a gamer.
He's
Fortnite. Someone I can play Fortnite with.
Someone I can watch Fortnite.
Someone that streams on Twitch.
He doesn't stream.
Someone that watches streams.
Someone who watches streams, has curly brown hair. Okay,
come on, give us give us two more.
Just, like, generally, I don't know how to describe this. Happy to be there. Like,
good, like, energy, positive energy.
Yeah, good, positive energy, like, and nice to me. Like, yeah, sure, being a nice person, like, in general, like, you can be nice, but I feel like being nice to me is really important. Yeah.
Put that for me, too.
I'll write it down. Okay.
Universe. You need to be a queen.
Also, can I just say, for myself.
Please do.
For the record, someone that's, you've said this to me before, opposite me in the sense that they're calmer than I am.
I was about to say that I would also really appreciate somebody who pushes me more. So, like, the opposite to me is a little bit more outgoing or, like, likes to...
So we want to date each other.
I was going to say.
We're discovering things.
Enemies to lovers.
why wouldn't you date me? What's my undateable quality, Samar?
You heckle me too much.
Samar wants someone who's nice to her.
Yeah, you're not nice to me. You're mean to me. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our Valentine's Day spectacular. Even if it was a little all over the place. We had a good time recording this one.
Let us know what your number one deal breaker is, as well as your number one required trait.
Yes.
In a lover.
Your, what you will not compromise on. Did you just say lover?
I was really hoping that we would just move past that.
We are not.
Anyway. I wanted to be gender inclusive.
Thank you. Yes.
That is.
It's a good word. It's a strong word. It's a strong word.
You're Cupid taker.
Stop. thanks for tuning in, guys.
Happy Valentine's Day. Happy Galentine's Day. If you're alone, you're not alone.
Because you have us.
And all the other women who are undateable.
Or men.
Or lovers.
Follow us on @ValleyGirlsPod. Leave us a review. And we'll see you soon. Bye.
Bye.